What would you say are the most interesting aspects of the Pontifical Canadian College's history?
I would say, first of all, the fact that it exists, the fact that college exists. It's not, we take it for granted in the same way that we take most institutions for granted. But when you think about it, there were, what, perhaps 3 million Catholics at best in Canada at the time, fewer, I would say. We're talking about a very small country, to say, at the time, population-wise, and Catholic population is very small. And it was also a country still considered mission territory by the church. It was still under Propaganda Fide, and until 1908 was mission territory. So this is quite an enterprise for such a small Catholic population to undertake. That's one aspect of it. The other intriguing aspect is that it was done really by one religious group, that is the Monsieur de Saint-Sulpice, or the Fathers of Saint-Sulpice, the Sulpicians in Montreal. They financed the whole operation. The idea was a British cardinal, Edward Henry Howard, the idea of having a Canadian college. But all the work, all the legwork, and the financing of the project was done by the Sulpician Fathers. That's a great statement, I think, on their part and the part of the Canadian Church to have built this huge institution. Because now the college is on Via Crescenzio. It's a very beautiful building, but the original building was on Via delle Quattro Fontane, and it was a huge building with about 65 rooms in it, a very stately building, and was a place that was often visited by the Vatican hierarchy or by various cardinals and archbishops. It was constant visits and banquets, etc. So it seemed to be all out of proportion, really, with the size of the Catholic population in Canada at the time.
And what sources did you use to compile the history?
The sources were virtually all located in the Sulpician archives in Montreal. Some of the more recent ones I discovered here at the Canadian College in Rome. But they were really the entire, let's say, the corpus of sources of the Canadian College. And that went from everything from accounts regarding the construction of the college to bills for food imports from Canada to Rome, all the way to the original, letters of the Sulpicians as they try to dream up the whole idea of the building and the college here in Rome, their correspondence with the various prefectures here in Rome, as well as with various bishops in Canada. So mostly they're all original sources. Also the sources of the Petites Sœurs de la Sainte Famille, the little sisters of the Holy Family, who were the nuns who for over 50 years were essentially did this service in the college here in Rome. So I use these sources as well as newspaper sources, etc., as well as obviously the very vast collection of secondary sources on the history of the church in Quebec.
And in the process of your research, what interesting facts or tidbits of information did you discover?
Well, there's so many different bits of information. First of all, I was it's a silly little thing, perhaps, but I was surprised by how tied the college still was to Canada for tiny things like food, for example. I was surprised. You would think that you could find tomato sauce here in Italy, right? And whereas it was imported from Canada from 1950 to 1970, many Canadian foods were actually imported from Canada because the priests who lived here had, some of them at least, had difficulty with Italian food and really missed their Canadian food. It was kind of an interesting little tidbit there of information. I was intrigued by the fact that a French cardinal from France, Paul Guyon, who was at the French Séminaire Français, or at the French College in the late 1930s, and had to leave the college before finishing his studies. And he had no idea what to do until someone suggested, "Why don't you try the Canadian College?" And he went there for his last year of his studies here in Rome. And as he wrote in his memoirs, "C'était mon salut," was my salvation to have gone there. I thought that was an interesting little bit of information I picked up on the side. The other thing that I found very interesting was the relationship of the college with the popes. I had no idea how intimate the relationship was with some of the popes when they would go, when the students and the directors of the college would go visit the various popes. Pope Leo XIII, for example, who loved the idea of having colleges, national colleges, he wished to bring the priests from abroad closer, to have a closer tie with Rome. He was given the college as a gift because in 1887 he was celebrating his 50th anniversary as a priest of his ordination, and he said that this was the greatest gift that he received for his jubilee year. Pope Pius XI met the college members in just a week before his death, and he had a very moving conversation with them. And at the end of it, he said, you know, I don't know if I should say au revoir, arrivederci, because I feel like St. Paul said that I don't know that I will see you again. Then there was also the Pope Paul VI, who was the first and only pope to actually come to the college as pope. I think he was a very close friend of Cardinal Leger. And so he came to the college as pope for the 75th anniversary celebration. So there was this leitmotif, I'd say, through the history of the college, of this very close, I would say, intimate tie with the pope.
From a historical perspective, what would be the more important contributions of the college to the church in Canada and to the universal church?
I would say there's really one great contribution of the college, and that it has allowed the priests of Canada to have a very close tie with Rome. It has allowed, you know, the priests in Canada to come here to Rome and to study in the Roman colleges and to have a community where they can stay, but allows them to have this home away from Canada where they can be close to the very, you'd say, heart of Catholicism, and even physically close, you could say, to the Pope. It allows the Church in Canada to have this closer tie, I would say, with Rome and with the Universal Church.